Today is Thursday, September 3rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm supposed to have today or tomorrow off of work. I took it off work because we have paid time off at... It's so weird because in the California office at Walmart, they wanted to be like all the other tech companies in the area. So all the California associates have unlimited vacation days. So they can just take... And they say it's a burden to have unlimited vacation days because then you feel like you're being judged by your boss if you take too many days off. So then they say they end up taking less days off because they don't have a guaranteed set number. I don't know. I mean, basically, it's like if, as long as you get your work done, you can take time off or whatever. But I don't know which is worse. But we have a set number. And because of COVID, Mark and I haven't traveled anywhere this year, and so I haven't really taken a lot of days off work. So I, you know, it's Labor Day weekend, and I was taking Monday off just because most other people in the company are taking it off, so it doesn't really make sense to work. And I thought, oh, I'll take Friday off. But the manager of the products that I product own wants to have a meeting on Tuesday and for something that I'm not prepared for. I need to create a presentation and, I don't know, do some research and, I don't know, some product ownery type stuff. So, and I've let it get to the end of the week and I have not done the stuff that I needed to do because I'm a procrastinator. So I may have to work tomorrow, but I'll just... stay offline so nobody knows I'm working and then work on this thing for my meeting on Tuesday. I mean, Mark's going to be working, so it's not like there's anything I was going to do tomorrow. Maybe I'll work half a day. I'm not really sure. Regardless, I may have to put in some work tomorrow. Otherwise, if I don't, I'm going to have to get up early on Tuesday morning and cram all this work in before my 10 o'clock meeting. I'm also looking for a certified public accountant. I posted on Twitter to ask if anyone knew anyone in the Pride 48 community that is an accountant, because I know I've been talking to you guys about this stock that I'm thinking about selling, because I have a whole bunch of shares of Walmart stock that I get. I vest every year. I vest a certain amount. We get these restricted stock units every year. You know, it's to try to keep you with the company. And you don't get them immediately, like they grant them to you, but then they vest over time. And so I have quite a few shares that have vested, and I was just thinking, well, I don't know, I should probably diversify that, because currently all of my stock holdings are Walmart. I don't have stock in any other company at all. So I've done, and I know I told you guys, I've already done the process of moving all that over to a personal brokerage account, et cetera, et cetera. I talked to my stepdad today because he's really good at stock advice and stuff like that. But now I'm trying to figure out, like, if I sell all of that, I have a lot of gains. I have a lot of gains in these stocks. I mean, I've probably got a 30% return on the stocks that I've got in there, if not more. It may be 40%. I'm just doing the math in my head, but it's somewhere between 30 and 40% gain, which is going to end up being quite a bit of taxes I would need to pay. So I need to talk to an accountant to see what would be the best strategy. Should I just sell it all at once and make sure I leave out enough money to pay the taxes when I file my taxes next year? Should I don't know. Should I sell enough? Should I sell the oldest first? Should I sell the newest first? Should I, you know, what should I do? Because ultimately I've decided I'm going to at least take part of it and moved mutual funds or something. I don't know. I'm with Merrill Lynch, and they have a couple of managed options that I know I already mentioned on here. So I'm going to do one of those. I just haven't decided if I want to pay the extra money to have a financial advisor, like my own personal assigned advisor, or if I'm just going to do the cheaper option. So anyway, I've been kind of working on that, you know, while I've been working. And we still haven't decided what we're going to do this weekend. We want, because, you know, because it's Labor Day weekend, we want to do something, but we're not really going to go out of town. So we're looking at, or we had, Mark had mentioned a couple of hikes that he thought might be fun. Even though he doesn't really like hiking, there are some, you know, nice views, like, I don't know, waterfalls. Or how come a hike is always to a waterfall? I don't know if any of you have ever noticed, but it seems that hiking usually leads to a source of water. So when you're hiking, you're either hiking to some emerald lake or a beautiful crystal clear creek or a pond or a river or a waterfall. Like, hikes always end up at some source of water. I guess because over time, like, water has been, I don't know, a scarcity or something. So it was like, oh my God. Or actually, come to think of it, you know, I'm just rambling here, but I mean, come to think of it, a lot of vacation spots center around water as well. If you're going snow skiing, snow is frozen water. If you're going to the beach, you're going to the ocean. It's a big body of water. If you go fishing, again, you're on a river or a lake. It's water. So I don't know. We're just very fascinated with water. I mean, maybe it's because it's crucial to live. I don't know. Anyway, we're probably going to go on a hike, but I don't really know, you know, what else we're going to do. My parents are going again to the family home, and you know, they're going to see all the family, and of course, you know, there are probably going to be a lot of family members there, and they're not going to worry about COVID or masks or anything like that. Oh, well, my family. You know, what can you do? What can you do, really? There's nothing I can do about it. The only thing we did last night is we had a suits meeting. And we're just getting ready for all the stuff that's going to happen on the September Zoom event. So just in case you guys don't remember, there is a September Pride 48 event that's kind of taking the place of the New Orleans event. I mean, obviously, it's not going to be as fancy as the New Orleans event, but we're having it. It's the 18th through the 20th. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have bingo. We're going to have a pageant. We're going to have a $48 pyramid. And we're going to have a pizza party. And we're going to have an underwear party. So it's going to be a lot of fun. You guys should definitely join in for that. It's going to, and you can get all that information over at pride48.com. But anyway, we're having suits meetings every week now, up until the event. So we had that last night, and we made some good progress. We came up with some action items of things that we need to do. And other than that, we just, again, Mark and I just watched TV. I didn't cook anything last night because I wanted that pretzel burger from Wendy's, because it's been a while since they've had it, and they apparently even fancied it up, or, you know, like, redid the recipe. So they've added like a beer cheese sauce and some fried onion rings or fried onion strips. And so we had that, and it was super good. If you like a pretzel bun, you should definitely go to, and you like a burger, you should definitely go to Wendy's and have their pretzel burger. And then we found another thing that we're watching on Netflix. If you like law stuff, so it's kind of a mixture, I would say, between a lawyer, like a law story, and a CW kind of show. It's got the girl, her name is, what's her name? Shoot. I've lost her name. The name of the show is Burden of Truth. And it's a legal drama, and I believe it's still on. It's a Canadian show, actually. And I'm not sure if it's something that is still going on, but it has 3 seasons, and it's in Hulu. It's on Hulu, so if you want to stream it. I said Netflix. It's not Netflix. It's Hulu. And it's got the girl from Smallville. Oh, Kristen Kreuk. Kreuk? I don't know how to say her last name. K-R-E-U-K. She's very pretty. If I were straight, I think she'd be the type of girl that I would go for. She has really long brunette hair or brown hair, and I've always thought her hair was so pretty. I don't know if that's like a gay thing, but she has the most voluminous, like silky, smooth, long brown hair. It is so pretty. And they even focus kind of on it in the little intro for the show. She turns around and walks away, and her hair is flowing and looking all like, I don't know. That's probably a really gay thing. Girl, you got some cute hair. And so we were watching that, and, you know, I would say it's maybe a 5.5 out of 10. So it's enjoyable to watch. I'm not going to say, you know, it's a page turner or anything like that, but I enjoy anything legal, and you know, the acting is okay, but again, I enjoy anything legal, and we're just kind of watching stuff. We've run out of, you know, because of COVID, nobody's recording anything new, so we're having to find, you know, older shows that we can watch. But if you like legal dramas and you like CW shows, give it a watch. See if you like it. It may take a few episodes for you to kind of decide if you like it or not. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.